Here's what Jeff Brown sounds like when he's entertaining kids.
The great trick is when I'm going to attempt to move the sun from the box to the sky using my special magical powers, and I'm going to do it on the count of three. One, two, three. Alaska Debra.
Or making balloon animals.
There you are, to see if it fits. It fits!
Or running for mayor in a monkey suit.
Why vote? I'll vote for a gorilla. Who else?
Brown, a longtime Alaskan, also produces radio shows, writes how-to books, puts out parody postcards and publications, volunteers with community groups. The list goes on.
Where does he come up with those ideas? He's constantly filled with funny ideas and constantly filled with just amazing connections.
That's Juno Arts and Humanities Council Executive Director Nancy DeCherney. She's known Brown for years, as have hundreds, even thousands of others around the state.
I don't think there's anybody in this town that can summarize everything that Jeff did, because you know him from a different perspective and I know him from a different perspective.
But let's try. Brown says it all started in high school when he heard the experimental comedy group Fire Sign Theater.
They made it possible for me to think that it would be possible itself to go to a radio station and start volunteering.
He moved to Juneau as a Coast Guard medic in 1975. Soon, he came across fledgling public radio station, KTOO.
And they were having a fundraising marathon, and I said, can I help out? And they said, sure. And then they asked for volunteers to be on the radio, and I said, sure. And I've been saying yes ever since.
Brown went on to work for the station and its TV affiliate. He also became a key member of an improvisational theater group, a historical play for tourists, and a news parody show. As time passed, he also became a recognized artist, working with stained glass, manipulated photographs, and assembled found objects. He's even created museum exhibits of Alaska mazes and board games.
He's one of those rare individuals that seem to have no boundaries in regard to medium, and it's Jeff. I mean, you can see it. His signature is there.
Bob Banghart is chief curator of the Alaska State Museums. He's also a musician and founder of the Alaska Folk Festival, another place Brown has been active.
In any various year, he was engaged in setting together programming, doing the newsletter, organizing the workshops, organizing the MCs, or being the MC, or being on stage playing. I mean, he's done everything there is to do, probably with the exception of selling hot dogs, but we've never sold hot dogs.
Then there's the kid-focused efforts. Brown's produced a nationally distributed children's radio program, toured an Alaska magic show, and was half of the kids' music duo, the Wigglers. He also became king of balloon animals, organizing a worldwide celebration. It brought him to the attention of then-governor Wally Hickle.
He would come down on a monthly basis and do his call-in show, and I, being a fresh balloonist, I thought it wouldn't be fun to have a title called Balloonist Laureate, and they agreed with me and gave me a certificate to prove that.
Following governors named him Minister of Merriment, Commissioner of Mirth, Professor of Play, and now Master of Cheerful Smiles. One of Brown's most recent efforts has been Real Alaskan magazine. The 64-page, full-color, glossy humor publication parodies images and stories from the North. He says people have been more than willing to help.
I can call up somebody in Sitka and I could say, will you find a couple of ballet students and put them up in tutus and rubber boots and have them posing at Swan Lake? And they said, sure, no problem. When I talk to people like Martin Boozer, will you pose with a can of dog mush? Sure, no problem.
A third edition is due out on April Fool's Day. In fact, he took a side trip from his recent awards ceremony to create a new visual pun.
When I was in Anchorage, I convinced the head of the Alaska Zoo to have my friend Carl Owles pose inside of a cage as the wild Alaskan bureaucrat. And I photoshopped some kids looking at him as well as the executive director of the zoo.
Brown continues as program director of KTOO and its sister station KRNN. And his next project? A series of radio programs of Alaska poets and authors reading their own works. Brown's Lifetime Achievement Award comes at a time when he's having to slow down. He has Parkinson's disease, a brain disorder that causes shaking, stuttering, and makes movement difficult. But he's still being creative.
I can do the same things that I've done before. It just takes a lot longer. Mm-hmm. It's kind of discouraging that way, but it's one of those things you just have to muscle through.
He's a little self-conscious about the Lifetime Achievement Arts Award and says lots of other people have done as much or more. And it hasn't changed his goal.
I guess it all centers around making people happy, and that's kind of what I've given myself as a job in life, is to make people's lives a little bit better, making them laugh or making them smile, just making their lives just a little bit easier to live.
One, staring into my eyes. Two and a quarter. 2 7/8. 2 15/16. And 3, and it's gone completely from the box. Ladies and gentlemen, that's my vision, Raven Stephen, Daylight from the Box. Thank you.
Friends and colleagues are planning a community celebration of his award and works. It's at the Juneau Arts and Culture Center from 5 to 7 p.m. on Monday, October 31st. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.